After a while, he began. There once was a young cockroach who lived under a tree on a mountainside. He was a very brave and stalwart young cockroach, but also very headstrong. As he grew up, he learned what it is to be a cockroach, but being headstrong, he rejected it. "We cockroaches make way," his father had told him. "We make way for everything, and that's why we survive. At the approach of the slightest danger, we make ourselves as thin as a leaf and slip into the narrowest crack around." But the young cockroach found this approach to life cowardly and contemptible. "It's true we can make ourselves as thin as leaves," he said, "but didn't the gods give us a good, tough shell to protect us? I refuse to make way for anything. The place my body occupies is mine. I will not abandon it by making myself as thin as a leaf and scuttling into a crack. I will defend it with my good, tough shell." One day, a leaf from the tree fell on top of him. But he stood his ground, saying to the leaf, "You shall not have this place. I will not abandon it by making myself as thin as you and scuttling into a crack. I will not make way for you." And the cockroach withstood the leaf, and before long it blew away. Soon a nut from the tree fell on top of him. But the cockroach stood his ground, saying to the nut, "I know that if I made myself as thin as a leaf, you would come to rest in the place my body now occupies. But this is my place, and you shall not have it. I will not make way for you." And he withstood the nut, and soon it rolled away. But before long, a heavy stone came tumbling down the mountainside and landed right on top of the cockroach. All the same, the cockroach stood his ground, saying to the rock, "I know that of all the places on earth, you have picked the one encompassed by my body as your resting place for the centuries to come, but you shall not have it. I will not yield it to you by making myself as thin as a leaf. I will not make way for you." And his legs trembling with exertion and his back aching, the cockroach withstood the stone, and soon it toppled off his shell and rolled away. But the stone had only been the beginning of an avalanche, for it was time for this mountain to collapse. Soon the whole thing fell over right onto the cockroach. Yet even under this enormous weight, the cockroach held his ground, saying, "You think that just because you're a mountain you can make me give way, but I won't. You may overwhelm the rest of the world, all the seas and valleys and plains of it, but I will deny to you this tiny space my body encompasses. I will not abandon it by making myself as thin as a leaf." And for a brief moment, his legs wobbling and all his muscles shaking with exertion, this foolhardy cockroach held the entire weight of the mountain on his back. Then, of course, he collapsed and was instantly squashed as thin as a leaf.